This is Nicole. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Does she have $2.17 in her savings account? Did she break up with three boyfriends in one day? Or does she make her men dress like Barney the dinosaur in bed? We'll rip open this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. To come clean for love. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's an associate creative director from Las Vegas. Please welcome Nicole. Hi, Nicole. How are you? Very nice to meet you. And what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, Jerry, I'm sick of boring, flaky guys. I want a guy who's willing to commit and thrill me in the same way.
Well, I think we're going to make you real happy today. Great. I've seen the guys backstage, good-looking guys. But, you know, like everyone else, they got some baggage. Ready to meet him?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. He's a teacher from Reno, Nevada. Say hello to Nathaniel.
Hey, Nicole, I am a drummer. So if you want to make some beautiful music, I will be right here.
There you go. Up next, he's a student from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Shows some love for Matthew.
They say ignorance is bliss, but I'd be a fool not to get to know a woman like you.
Already making a move. And finally, he's a business consultant from Coronado, California. Say hello to Leo.
How's it going, Nicole? My name is Leo, a business-minded surfer, and I know I can give you the adventure you're looking for.
All right, our three guys brought their small, medium, and large bags, each holding a peculiar secret that, frankly, gets more amazing with each bag. This way, Nicole can determine in just a few minutes who she'd like to date. Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Nathaniel. I owe $7,000 in moving violations. Is your last name Lohan?
I drive as fast as the next person, but $7,000 is a lot. Do you not pay your speeding tickets?
Well, actually, I've got them right here. Kind of tough. This one's 220. This one's up to 800. This one says my license is suspended. Small infractions that just kind of build up. I don't pay them. They fall behind. Next thing you know, you're in court all day, and it's up to 800 bucks, and you lost your license. So you got to...
Well, it's nice having you on this show, but I think you really ought to go to Judge Judy. You please reveal your baggage. I'll be in college for another 5 years at least. Well, it could mean he's going to be a doctor.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's just dumb.
We'll see. But yeah, my concern is if he's just partying, not being serious, or maybe he's getting his master's or med school, like he said.
Okay, so yeah, what?
Well, actually just finished up at a community college. Now I'm transferring, so I do plan on getting my master's degree.
Good for you. Good for you. Leo, please reveal your baggage. Yeah. I'm addicted to body spray. Is there a 12-step program for Old Spice? I mean, how can you be addicted to that?
Well, I just don't want to smell him before I can see him.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's usually a good point, yeah.
I just like smelling amazing. I get compliments on my smell all the time from young girls, women, old ladies. I mean, what's wrong with smelling good for your girl?
Okay. Up next, Nicole kicks someone's bag to the curb. Plus, find out which guy needs a dog collar. The fun continues right after this. Welcome back to Baggage, where dating is in the bag. Now, earlier we saw the gentleman's smallest baggage. We've got Nathaniel, who owes $7,000 in moving violations. Matthew, who will be in college for another 5 years at least, and Leo, who is addicted to body spray. Now, Nicole, it's time for the deal break around, and that means exposing an even bigger piece of baggage. We've placed their bags here randomly, and when Nicole decides which one isn't right for her, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I go to gay bars to get free drinks.
And I go to a bathhouse to get hot towels.
Bag number two. I took a date to dinner and ditched her for the waitress.
Oh, what?
He tipped her and then tapped her. Bag number three. I have fleas. Well, as long as you get him neutered, he'll be fine. So, you've got your hands full here, huh?
Sounds like it.
Let's take these bags one at a time. I have fleas.
My concern is, where are these fleas? If they're in the bedroom, I'm not going to get into bed with the guy who has fleas. That's just not happening.
Good point. I took a date to dinner and ditched her for the waitress.
I don't want to have to worry about when I go out to dinner with my boyfriend, is he going to ditch me and leave me with the bill for the waitress?
Yeah. I go to gay bars to get free drinks.
I'm a girl, I know a thing or two about free drinks, but... Yeah. Yeah. Does it stop there? Like, is he going home with these people? Like, where's it stopping?
Okay, Nicole, which one of these is your deal breaker? Because when one of these guys claims that bag, he'll, of course, be going home.
My deal breaker is... guy who took a date to dinner and ditched her for the waitress.
Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Leo, anything you want to say in your defense?
You know what? Sometimes the spar just ends, and if you see a really attractive woman serving you dinner, I mean, why not, you know?
Why not?
Well, Leo, I'm sorry, but it is time to pack your bags and go.
Well, Nicole, I hope you enjoy your flea-filled adventure. Have fun.
Whoa. Okay, well, two guys remain. We've got Nathaniel, who has fleas, and Matthew, who goes to gay bars to get free drinks. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
Nicole, this is the bag you didn't get to see. They say you get wiser with age. I have a lot of experience. Call me when you wise up.
Now, Nicole, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Now let's hear what the guys have to say. Nathaniel has fleas.
That's gross. I mean, I'm already starting to feel a little itchy over here.
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I took in my friend's cat because he couldn't have it anymore. So rather than see it, you know, get euthanized or anything like that, I took it in. Not even really a pet guy, but I, you know, decided to do the right thing. Take it in, take care of it. And next thing I know, it had fleas. So working on getting rid of them. But until then, yeah.
All right, honest guy. Now, Matthew goes to gay bars to get free drinks. Nathaniel, what are your thoughts about that?
I'm just a little concerned about what all he has to do to get these drinks.
It sounds a little... Come on.
Well, you know, I have friends that are gay, and they need me to play wingman sometimes, so I'll go along with them, and a free drink's a free drink.
There you go. Fair answer.
I agree with that, yeah.
Gentlemen, it's time to shine. I'm going to give you a few rapid-fire questions that will help Nicole get to know you better. We're going to start with Nathaniel. So, Nathaniel, please step into the hot spot. Please give me the very first answer you think of. What do you best take care of, your car, your skin, or your mother?
My mother.
If you could take on a new career, what would you try?
I would be full-time with my band, professional drummer.
Where was the funniest place you've gotten lucky?
The Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland.
Me too.
Finish this sentence. I can't wait to be alone with Nicole so we can...
throw up a lot of high fives and have some GTs. That stands for good times.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Okay. What are your thoughts about his answers? Because I noticed you just jumped when he gave that one thought about where was the funniest place you've gotten lucky. You said...
the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland.
But then you said...
me too. We're not with him.
What's
dark,
going on at that ride?
It's dark and, you know, kind of scary.
And it is the happiest place on Earth.
Yeah. Matthew, please step into the hot spot. Which Will Smith film title best describes you in the bedroom? Wild, Wild West, I Am Legend, I Robot.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. What's your most prized collection?
My Star Wars toys.
If your house were on fire, what's the one thing you would rescue?
Myself.
What part of the female body are you most into?
The butt.
Your girlfriend is furious with you. Give her the one line that will win her over.
I'm sorry, baby.
Thank you. All right. Would that work? I'm sorry, baby?
It depends.
It depends on what
did he do?
Right. What's your thought about his answers?
I'm just curious about the Star Wars toys. Do you still play with them?
I have them sitting up in like a shelf, you know.
But he didn't even rescue them if there was a fire.
It's myself. I'm most concerned about myself if there's a fire. Yeah. I guess I could rescue my girlfriend, too, but...
that'd be nice. You think?
Whoa, okay. Nicole, don't shut any bags just yet because you haven't seen Nathaniel and Matthew's biggest baggage, and that could turn things around. And don't forget, Nicole has her own baggage, too. Does she have $2.17 in her savings account? Did she break up with 3 boyfriends in 1 day? Or does she make her men dress like Barney the dinosaur in bed? Find out which one is true when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. I'm here with Nicole, an associate creative director from Las Vegas. Now, 2 single gentlemen are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and Nicole has to make her final decision. Will she choose Nathaniel, who has fleas and tickets? Or Matthews, who plays it straight when it comes to college, but gay when he goes to bars. Gentlemen, it's time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Nathaniel. I cheated on my girlfriend on a church outing. What's your concern there?
Well, cheating is bad enough. I mean,
at a church.
In a church under God. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I was in kind of a bad relationship.
Yeah.
And I needed to end it. I should have ended it sooner. But first, I went on a church trip and met a girl that was a lot better for me and rushed things a little bit. And yeah, I kissed her. Yeah, it was a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. I should have broken up first. But what can I say? It was people make mistakes.
Please
sorry, at
he's
least.
Sorry. Matthew, please reveal your baggage. Oh. I don't believe in marriage. Well, wait, it's legal in California now. Come on, Jerry. He doesn't believe in marriage. This is a concern, huh?
Yes, because I do believe in marriage.
Yes.
And I do want a family and, you know, kids yeah. one day. And it takes two to be married.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I do want kids. I do want a family one day. But I just don't want the government involved in it. That's all.
Well, don't invite them. But you just don't ever want to be married.
Right. No paperwork.
Whoa.
But can you commit?
Of course. I can always commit.
Okay. Nathaniel, tell Nicole why she should choose you and not Matthew.
I'm a great guy. I got a fun personality. Took in a pet, so I'm a lover of people and things. Better of people. Plus, I won't leave you in burning wreckage.
There you go. Matthew, why should Nicole choose you and not Nathaniel?
Well, Nicole, I believe that people can have a union together without actually having to sign a contract. I'm loyal, I'm caring, and I don't have fleas.
Wow, it's time to choose. Will it be Nathaniel, who owes $7,000 in moving violations, has fleas, and cheated on his girlfriend on a church outing? Or will it be Matthew, who will be in college for another 5 years at least, goes to gay bars to get free drinks, and doesn't believe in marriage? Now, before you decide, what is your impression of each of these guys? Let's start with Nathaniel.
Well, you know, I like that he's in a band. I like that he cares about his mom. That's all very cool. The cheating thing is tough, but, you know, you're sorry, so, you know, maybe I can forgive you for that. And, you know, I like church, so that, you know, helps at least you were at church. Matthew, you know, I like to get free drinks too, so I can appreciate someone who's, you know, out there, you know, is with their friends, likes to, you know, be with them and help them out a little bit. The marriage, I do believe in marriage, and I, you know, I would like a ceremony and the whole nine, but, you know, it's your opinion, so I can respect that.
All right, Nicole, it's time to send one of these guys packing.
I'm sorry. Matthew, you have too much baggage.
Oh. I'm sorry, Matthew, but it is time to pack up and go.
Off to get a drink.
But congratulations, Nathaniel and Nicole. But it's not over yet. You see, Nathaniel has to decide if he wants to be with Nicole after seeing her big baggage. What's Nicole hiding in her bag? Find out when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. Nicole has just chosen Nathaniel for a romantic date, but the tables have turned, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Nicole's big red bag? Does she have $2.17 in her savings account? Did she break up with three boyfriends in one day? Or does she make her men dress like Barney the dinosaur in bed? Nathaniel, of those three possibilities, what is the toughest one for you to handle?
Probably not the Barney one, because I'm already halfway there.
There you go.
That's good. It's the three boyfriends in one day. First of all, why does she have three boyfriends in one day?
Yeah.
And second of all, why break up with all of them? Like, maybe if two of them didn't work out, was there even a fourth one?
Yeah. Okay. I now turn to you, Nicole, and say, please reveal your baggage. Oh, I have $2.17 in my savings account. Oh. Well, first of all, before we go any further, here's $5. Go buy yourself a dress. Now, what are your concerns?
Well, with the 217, I mean, it's not a huge deal, but I don't want somebody that's, you know, spending all the time, going out constantly, and not being smart about her budget and her money. She might not be, you know, responsible about other things as well. So you gotta watch out.
How did that come about?
Well, I just bought a house like a year ago, and there went all my things. Yeah. Yeah, so times are tough. I have two jobs, so I'm working to double that at least. So.
Well, here's the big question, though. Nathaniel, can you accept her baggage?
Nicole? I can accept it.
Congratulations! Nathaniel and Nicole will enjoy a luxurious wine tasting event at the Vineyards of Santa Barbara. We'll see you next time. Oh, wonderful.
Where to next?
I feel like Haunted Mansion, Disneyland.
Nice. You're paying?
Great.
All right.